From the creators of Overhaulin' Rides, Extreme RVs, Rock My RV with Brett Michaels, is going to premiere on Travel on May 26th. They bring you now the show, Are You Faster Than a Redneck, with their host, John Reap. And where is John? Get him in here. I haven't seen him in a while.
I know, John Reap.
What's
John
up,
Reap?
John?
There
good to see
is.
You, man.
Good to see you, man. How you doing?
Good.
Thanks for having
John?
Me.
No problem.
I got a good puke story.
Yeah, I figured you did. I was like, he's got to have a good public
puke. It is hard to beat puking on a stripper. You know, that guy, he literally made it rain. I made the mistake of taking a swimming class when I was in college right before lunch.
Oh.
So all my buddies would go eat lunch, you know, in the cafeteria, nasty Taco Bell type stuff, and then go swimming. And so I was swimming. And it just got to me, and I did it right in the pool.
Oh, is it like in the middle, like you were in the middle of the pool,
yeah,
not even close to the
like,
edge?
What is, where's the chum coming from?
So apparently that 1 hour rule does apply.
That's what mom used to say.
Except for crabs or vomiting.
Right. Either way.
Thank you so much, John, for coming in. My buddy called me, who produces this show.
Yeah.
Are You Faster Than a Redneck? And
right.
I was like, hey, do you want to send somebody down? He's like, well, John Reap's host. I'm like, John Reap's hosting it. Get him in here.
Nice.
I mean, I know John. So
yeah.
You're here, and he sent over a couple of the clips from the show, actually some episodes.
Right.
Are You Faster Than
Are
a
You
Redneck?
Faster Than a Redneck?
This show has it all.
Well, it's funny. The title is like one of those catchy ones where you're flipping around like, what? And they try to be cool with it, like the letter R,
right.
The letter U.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Keeping it simple.
Yeah, for your Twitter people out there. Yeah. Are you you got to hit that S and faster pretty hard. Otherwise, it sounds like you're saying, are you fatter than a redneck?
I'd watch that too, though.
Well, that's already on the air. Honey Boo Boo's mom. She wins right there. Although she's lost some weight, but yeah.
She had the 100 pounds, but you can't really count.
That's, just moving around.
Right.
But this one is faster. Than a redneck. I'm the host, and I've got a stable of rednecks. I call them a mullet mafia. And these guys are hardcore American-made muscle car enthusiasts. They rebuild them. They love them. Mustangs, Camaros, all of it. And we challenge this younger generation who love foreign import cars to it. We call those guys the punks.
Okay.
To a real race on a track, three laps, door to door. And there's three rounds. And if one of the punks wins all three rounds, he gets $10,000. Of my cash. So
your
I'm like
money.
I'm like the redneck Ben Stein.
If
Ben
Win
Stein
John
had
Reeves money.
Way fewer IQ points.
Right.
Yeah.
But I mean, are you yourself a car enthusiast?
A little bit. I mean, I grew up in Hickory, North Carolina.
Yeah.
And the word Hicks right there in the town's name.
Right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We were the furniture capital of the world for a while, home to Winston Cup champion Dale Jarrett and the pig from Green Acres.
Listen, stop bragging.
That's right. Arnold is
it
from
is
Hickory.
Not charming.
Yeah, no, I kind of did lab. I worked at a Goodyear. My dad made me work at a Goodyear. He was a manager for 2 years working in a shop with my uncle.
Yeah, two
learning
Goodyears
about
anyway.
Cars. Yeah, 2 years.
Then
I met my uncle. He's one of these. He's like an idiot savant, but real heavy on the idiot part.
Yeah.
He's a little light on the savant.
A little light on the savant.
Yeah. He was trying to teach me how to change the brakes one day, and he's a big cigarette smoker, and he's out there, and he pulls off this brake drum, and there's asbestos dust, which collects in these old brake drums, right? He pulls off this brake drum, and asbestos flies out in the air, and he looks at me right in the face. He goes, get back, stupid. That stuff will give you cancer. You're a genius. So that's the kind of stuff I grew up with. But yeah, my first car was a muscle car. I had a 1982 Berlinetta Camaro. It was bad.
Oh, I remember the Berlinettas. That was like, we had like one guy in the town that had one, and it was like a burgundy or
all
something.
I was burgundy.
Yeah. Oh.
Where have you been my whole
life? I know, right? Oh, yeah, the burgundy Berlinetta where you're just like, oh, my God.
I got a picture of me on my way to the prom in 1991, and I'm standing in front of my burgundy Berlinetta Camaro, all-white tuxedo. I got a red mullet hanging out the back.
Oh, yeah.
And my license plate, this is right when you could get your personalized license plate. It simply said, John Reap. There's nothing clever. Just a name tag for my car. I thought it was cool.
Oh, my God.
Hey, look, there goes John Reap. I couldn't get away with anything.
No, that's awesome.
Yeah, when I was watching the show, Are You Faster Than a Redneck, it is on Mondays at 9 p.m.
Yeah, Mondays, 9 p.m. on the Speed Network.
And I watched an episode last night. And I like it because, like, you get to see these different muscle cars, these mm-hmm. American muscle cars. And then you get to see what these, like you said, the jerks have come up with these.
Punks,
the jerks.
They get in and they tune them up and
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah, with what they've done with their car. Mm-hmm. And the characters how many people are lining up with their foreign cars?
That's a lot of people. I mean, we've already shot the first scene. We did all eight episodes in like 10 days in Kershaw, South Carolina, and that was crazy. It just says cranking them out back to back to back. And all these guys, a lot of them had Audis and BMWs and that kind of stuff. And they all get in there and they mess with them and try to make them faster. But what I love, one of the episodes, I think this is the second or third episode, there was a little bump that happened. There's a guy, these rednecks, man, this is their life. They put a lot of money in these cars.
Yeah, yeah.
And they don't mess around. So there was a little bump that happened in one of the turns, right? And I'm interviewing this kid, you know, in a Beamer or something, just, you know, hey, you won the race. He spun the redneck out.
Oh, no.
And I'm just interviewing him, and this redneck comes out of nowhere and just smacks him in the face and just, like, he wanted to kill him. I thought, wait, is this stage? What's going on right here?
It's a TV show.
Yeah. Next day, lawyers are walking around everywhere.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that was day one that happened, too. I was like, wow, these guys are serious.
This is going to be good.
But we had, like, a couple of celebrity rednecks on there, too. We had Bo Duke come on.
John Schneider.
John Schneider came on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he raced. He lost his race in about the first 5 seconds.
Oh, what was he driving?
He's a better actor.
The better actor,
driver.
Not a good driver.
Yeah.
Yeah, Luke was always a better driver. Let's be honest. Tom Wopat, way better driver.
That's right.
He knew they were going to get away from Roscoe.
Did he always drive? Because didn't one of them always drive and one of them always ride shotgun? I don't think they switched up. It wasn't like this episode Luke's driving.
I think they switched up.
I can't remember.
I can't remember.
I think
pretty
it was sure. Bo who drove.
I think it was Bo a lot of times. But for you, I'm not going to deny that.
All right.
Let's go Wopat.
I like Wopat. I wore a good hat for you. See, I knew you were coming in, so I was like, I got to, you know.
That looks good on
you. I got a little red.
Yeah, they said that we had to get you in here.
I wear this kind of hat now. You like that?
Yeah.
Like what is this called? What kind of?
Go to hell hat. That's my dad called it.
Like a newsboy hat.
Nobody called him that. You don't like it, you can go to hell.
Yeah.
Go to hell hat.
That's right.
Yeah, but they said that we need to get you in today because you're going to go on a comedy tour. You're hitting
I'm going down south. I'm going to Virginia Beach. And I'm going to just about every city in Tennessee. I'm going to Chattanooga, Knoxville, Nashville. Doing stand up. Stand up all. That's a bread and butter right there.
Right.
So.
Is there any? Is
there
any?
One
town
of the winners of Last Comic Standing.
Well,
what season was that? So.
Season five. Yeah. That was 2007. Won Last Comic Standing. So for 1 year. I was able to tell people that I am the best comedian in the world because I won.
Yeah.
It's not my fault Jerry Seinfeld and Chris Rock did not enter the contest. They got to live with that decision.
It's not your fault. Is there any place in the country that you go that you kind of dread because they don't get you?
Oh, gosh.
Or is everybody...
I don't go there anymore.
Okay, but in the old days, you'd be like, nah.
It's weird. I mean, like, if you see my act, it's more of like, when I do it in the South, it's
right.
like a celebration.
Of course.
Of
that's what I'm
South.
Picturing. Like, they just love you.
When
like,
I do it outside of the South, it's an explanation of the South. There, people go like, really?
What?
Is that real?
Is that really what goes on?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that makes sense, I guess.
Yeah.
And yeah, you're hilarious as a host on this show.
Oh,
I mean,
thanks.
Really, as far as like you being the host and then the different characters coming in and getting to see these cars and being able to watch these three lap races. I mean, the show moves along in a way that it's like, it's quick and it's funny and it's entertaining and you really never know what's going to happen next and the
it's
rednecks
so
are
one-sided.
Hilarious.
Like I'm all about the rednecks.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not fair at all.
I did see something when I watched one of the clips last night and I don't know if it was just me and I wish I screenshot to show you guys, but the track when they do the overshot of what the track looks like,
mm-hmm.
it's male genitalia.
Really?
Okay, so I was the only one who saw.
I
no,
didn't
full on
that.
Like this, like
you're talking about balls. Oh
the
wait,
whole,
the whole thing,
the whole
package.
Thing, the whole thing goes like this, and then it even the bigger part looped down around and then came up like it was at you know at rest. But I went, is that?
I didn't
that's
notice.
That's John Reap. That's on purpose. Like, he's trying to mess. He's messing. He's messing.
Yeah, I made sure that they designed the track after my package.
Well, walk proud, my man, because it was...
That one turn's going to be a little longer, but other than that, we're good. Yeah. It was a cold day when I outlined it.
John Reap, Are You Faster Than a Redneck on Speed TV Mondays at 9 p.m. Now, did it premiere just this
no,
past
no, it's,
Monday?
No, we're actually like in episode 6 right now.
Oh, it's already in episode 6.
Yeah.
Oh,
we have like two more to go. And I'm hoping we'll get a second season out of it. It looks like it's doing pretty well.
You can say
it
on YouTube if you miss it.
I would go to speed.com. I think you can get it there.
SpeedTV.com.
Hulu or Netflix.
Yeah,
or
all that jazz.
Whatever that stuff is.
It's definitely a show we're checking out. Congratulations
Thank
on
you.
That. And I mean, how's Heffron and Reap doing?
Heffron
your podcast?
And Reap. We're still kicking it, man.
Still kicking
we're
it.
We're still
you're,
doing it.
You were at Toad Hop Network for a while, and then now you're doing
I just do what John Heffron tells me, pretty much.
I know. He is Mr. Control Freak.
He was on Last Comic Standing, too.
Yeah, he was the winner of like season two, I think. So for a while, we were calling it The Last Podcasting.
Oh, there you go.
And then it's like, wait, well, our names aren't in it.
Yeah.
So
we
just changed it to Heffron and Reap. Yeah, it's going well. You go to heffronandreap.com. We've done like 50 episodes so far. We had one episode where, remember that kid, Jonathan Lipnicki?
Yeah.
Like,
he's like a stud now.
From
Have you seen him?
He was with the Jerry Maguire.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
like this little kid, little glasses.
He's the one who said, how's the human head weighs 8 pounds.
And now he's like this massive stud boy.
Ripped.
We interviewed him on an episode, and he came in, and the whole reason it happened was Heffron is into like Krav Maga and martial arts and stuff.
Yeah.
And he came in, he's like, you're never going to believe who pinned me the other day. I was like, what do you mean pinned? Yeah, we got in a fight, and he pinned me, and I had to submit. I was like, who? He's like, the kid from Jerry Maguire.
In your brain, you're picturing the kid from Jerry Maguire.
Like, you got to go different class, buddy.
Are you hitting any place out here on your comedy
tour?
I live here, so I come home, I do laundry, and I leave again. But when I do comedy out here, it's random. Like, I'll pop in down at the Comedy Store. I go there a lot, or Improv on Melrose.
Yeah.
But I never really announce it. I just go there to work on new stuff, and then just pop in, pop back out. So,
well, good luck with the show.
Go to johnreap.com. I do all that right there.
Hopefully, they'll get a second season of this. Are You Faster Than a Redneck? Check it out on Speed TV, Mondays at 9 p.m., and past episodes, speedtv.com. Thank you so much. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.